It's the opening of the deer season, and I suppose you expect to hear some story about me taking down a 30-point buck. I don't have one of those, but a true story. When I was teaching way back in the day, it was a nice warm fall day. We just had a beautiful week of weather, and so the windows were open, and you know that when it's still warm, it brings other creatures back to life, flies and bees get all weird in the fall, right? And in flew a wasp, and I'm watching this, and this girl, Kelly, she was very allergic to bee stings, and so as soon as she noticed this bee, it was, you know, right above her, she just panicked. I mean, she just threw her hands in the air, and she screamed, and of course, she had a pencil in her hand, and the wasp is just floating above. The pencil went straight through the bee and stapled him right into the ceiling tile. He was dead. I said, man, you must be a Jedi Knight. I mean, what are the chances of doing that, you know? I mean, you'll never see that again. And we gave him a nice funeral, the bee anyway, but the idea, of course, is that what are the chances, the probability? We want certitude in our life. We want to be able to predict how things are going to go, and faith is different. And that's even about Jesus. You might say, well, how do we know he said these things? Yeah, you know, sometimes critics or people outside the faith, they want to know where you get this stuff and how do you know? And where's your evidence? There's a lot of evidence, incidentally, but at least for us, maybe we can start with a few facts. First, we can say that life is unpredictable for all of us. We never really know how it's going to go. Like people say, well, if you go to church, then things always go your way. Aquinas, my old team, they were down at the state title on Thursday. They played a public school, and one of my friends afterwards said that wasn't fair. They had three priests on their sideline. Well, they weren't very good priests, incidentally. But anyway, they Aquinas won, and that's not how it goes. Like if you pray enough, then things always work out. No, that's not how it goes. Life is full of uncertainty. It's unpredictable for all of us. At one time when I was in high school, these friends of mine and one of the dads took us to the dog tracks down in Dubuque. I think it's closed now. But anyway, you read through and you decide which one you're going to bet on. And there was this one little dog. She was the fastest by a long shot. So I put everything on her. And she should have won, but there were these big, mean, fat dogs that have just pushed her out of the way. And the other dogs won, and I lost my shoes, socks, pretty much everything that I owned. But life is unpredictable. It's not going to go the way that we want it. And actually, that's good news. That's why everybody gets a chance. It doesn't matter if you have five talents, two or one. It doesn't matter what your background is. Everybody gets a chance, at least according to God. That's why people come to America. It's a land of opportunity. If you come here and work hard and you have some dreams and you're willing to roll up your sleeves, take a few chances, make some risks, because there are benefits. It's just there's no certitude for any of us. And that's okay, because we walk by faith, not by sight. God wants us to give our best. He doesn't want us to bury it. No, what if I make a mistake? What if somebody could do it better? God wants your gift. He wants your heart. He wants you to give him your life. We don't know how it's going to go. But even so, faith is greater than fear. A second thing is, in terms of a fact, comes from the first reading, the book of Proverbs. That's a famous meditation on a worthy wife, a beautiful wife who is generous and kind, and she's full of a charitable heart. Yeah, well, why is that in these readings this weekend? It doesn't exactly fit with the other ones. It's because it's deer season, and mostly women here this weekend, so they, I don't know. No, of course, I'm kidding about that, but most of us, we learn selflessness from our moms, our grandmas, from women, typically, because that's one of the gifts that God gave women. The genius of service, of love, of recognizing the validity, the power of relationship, and how those are built and how they're sustained. The goal, of course, of that reading is to teach us, well, something that St. Francis summarized, for it is in giving that we receive. You have to do that to recognize that it's really true, as a fact, that the more you give, the more you receive. And I was talking to this sister, Rita, a friend of mine, and she's retired now, but she would visit the sick, and she did it all of her adult life, I think. And she was heroic. I mean, as she got older, it would be cold, and it's winter, and she'd been in a car accident, so she had a bad back. Getting in and out of the car must have been miserable. But she said she always received more than she gave. I don't get out nearly as often as she did, but I remember that. You receive. Just the other day, I was visiting one of our elderly parishioners, and her daughter was there, too, and as I was leaving, I could hear the daughter say to her mom, "Wow, what a nice priest." I stood there for another 10 minutes. That was the only compliment. But it's true. I mean, you have to give to receive. But you also have to be careful, because if you don't receive from God the love that he wants to pour out, you'll get tired. You'll resent it. You'll say, I quit. But it's better to give than to receive. And in giving, we always get more in return. That's from the book of Proverbs. And finally, all of this leads up to another fact that Jesus is a historical person. In the end, you're going to have to decide what you really believe about him. Is he who he claims to be? Is he just kind of an imposter? Or is he out of his mind? Every one of us as Christians, and talk is cheap. It's easy to say, but to live it, to have a real conviction, because what happens, of course, is that at some point, we recognize that he's real. I remember seeing an interview with this guy who was in a rock band, and he was at the end of his rope. He was in the darkness of despair, using drugs. And he said, Jesus, if you're real, like that pastor said that you are, I need you to help me right now. And he did. And it changed that man's life. And so now he knows he's real. The second thing we need to know is that he loves me. It's a personal relationship, that he really cares about me, knows me, wants to help me. This guy, Thomas Becket, was a priest, and they made him a bishop because he was soft and he was compromised. So they said, well, we'll get him to do what we want him to do. But as soon as he became a bishop, something changed. That he knew that God really loved him and God gave his life for him, and that he should give his life in return. And that ultimately is what happened. He was martyred in his own cathedral in Canterbury in the 12th century. He became a saint, a martyr, a hero, witness of our faith. And then finally, it's not just that there is a God, his name is Jesus, who leads us to his Father. That God loves me. And then we have to make a decision. Do we love him? Are we willing to follow him, trust him, and to give him our gifts, which are for him and his people? Not to bury them or worry about, well, if I make a mistake. No, to live and to do so generously. The little kids at Fatima, they were threatened they were going to boil them in oil. I said, if you don't recant your story. And they said, no. Why? Because that woman said that he loves us. And, well, we've decided to love him. Beautiful. In the end, how do you prove these things? You really can't. Bernadette, when she was in Lourdes, they kept putting her on trial about this lady that appeared, and who is she, and why do you keep standing up for her? And they said, give us evidence, give us proof. After 4 years of this, one of the beautiful things that Bernadette said, she said, I'm not here to make you believe, but just to tell you. Well, maybe that's the point. That is, we want probability, we want certitude, we want evidence. Like Mahatma Gandhi said, my message is my life. What convicts people and convinces them is people that live and practice and share and teach by who they are and by what they become.